Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is a guy that had a phenomenal year last year, got second in the Bassmaster Classic, and is on a roll. And with me today is Gary Klein. And, Gary, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Terry.
Well, you know, Gary, I guess, second place in the Bassmaster Classic, to most of us that fish, you know, regionally and do the things we do, all of us would dream at that opportunity, but you came so close. You had the victory in hand and just didn't get it done. But, boy, I tell you what, it has to be nice to get second.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I for me it was kind of a personal, I don't want to say a personal best, but, yeah, it was the best finish that I've had at a Bassmasters Classic, and it was a great event. You know, looking back on it, I fished flawlessly, and, hey, I just got beat. So I'm not going to beat myself up over it, but, yeah, I'm very, very pleased with the second place finish, and really kind of getting ready to you know, go on tour again and get the whole new year started off again.
Well, the tour season as we speak is underway, and you guys are getting ready to go to Harris Chain, of course, and going to have that first event on the BASS side. But, you know, more than anything else, I guess probably that second place finish was really, you got a lot of publicity that maybe didn't revolve around your fishing. You had a shot fired over the bow.
Yeah, it was just very unfortunate that somebody was just wanting to take their frustrations out for whatever reasons, and I was just kind of the choice or the chosen subject.
Well, we had a good friend of ours, Harold Allen, told me that, he also was chased out of a fishing spot down there, and it got pretty ugly. But in reality, you know, the bad part about the whole thing is a guy took out his frustrations, as you mentioned, took a gun out, fired it over the front of the boat, you know, basically above you, and just trying to spook you a little bit, and got charged for it. You guys had a camera on him, got to see the whole event, and then the district attorney down in Louisiana decided not to prosecute. And, you know, it kind of gives everybody kind of a free rein, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I don't really understand that because, it's an isolated incident, obviously, but we're in such a far remote part of that delta that I really think that it was a small victory for, you know, a few, and who knows what will happen in the future.
Well, that's scary because, you know, as an angler, you're out there, you're really concentrating on the fish. You're not thinking about some of the things that could harm you. And very realistically, that gentleman could have slipped. He could have had anything happen and could have had bad news for Gary Klein as well.
Well, exactly. Or maybe if he was just a little bit more ornerier than what he was.
Yeah, no question he was an ornery guy. But, you know, I guess probably more news came out of that. I mean, we've been following here at Bass Fan, and as you look at it, I mean, every website that has anything to do with bass fishing has mentioned it, talked about it, and I think most people, like 99.9% of the people, cannot understand, you know, why this guy wasn't prosecuted. I mean, if a guy walked out across my front yard, I couldn't shoot a gun or point it at him and shoot it over the top of him if it was in my front yard. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that's going to be hard for us to figure out.
That's correct, Terry. I really don't understand it, but, you know, it's not in my hands.
Well, that's right, and you've always been above board with it, and, you know, tried to be honest. You went and did the things you needed to do, and it just didn't turn out, you know, the way probably it should have. But, you know, that's behind us now, and you got a second place in the Classic. Had a great year last year, phenomenal year, and now getting ready to go hit the warm waters of Florida.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, not only did I finish second at the Classic, but we also had the Open Championship in the fall, and I finished second in that, too. So maybe I have all these second places under my belt, and, you know, maybe it's time to win one of these championships. But, no, I'm really looking forward to it. We have such a great schedule this year, and to start off our first two back-to-back events are going to be totally opposite. We're going to be fishing a natural body of water on the Harris Channel Lakes in Florida, and then the very next week we're going to be fishing a man-made reservoir, Smith Lake in northern Alabama, full of spotted bass, deep and clear, and I'm really looking forward to both events.
Well, you know, Mr. Versatile, I guess, is what I call you. You know, you've got all the techniques. You're a great flipper, love the drop shot, love to throw the crankbait, love to do all those type of things. And in reality, what ends up happening is that versatility is going to be proven and it's going to be tested in these next two events.
Well, yeah, the next two events and really the whole tour season that we have is going to be a lot of fun. And of course, after the sixth tour event is up, then we're going to go into the lead series and we're going to have four of those tournaments. And we're fishing some bodies of water that I have not been on before, and I'm looking forward to the new challenge of being on a basically a new playing field. So, yes, I'm very, very excited.
Well, you know, you talk about the Elite 50s and what a great opportunity it is for the guys that have won a lot of money, have done very, very well, and history has been good to them. But, you know, it's kind of a neat thing because there's a lot of people right on the bubble, some big names on the bubble of getting into that Elite 50 group. And, man, that's going to be fun. No entry fees, too.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be 50 anglers competing for $1.6 million that we're going to split amongst the 50 anglers in the four events. But not only is it a field full of seasoned anglers, but it's also a field that has a lot of opportunity for the young angler that's only been fishing for several years.
Well, they're going to get to go out there and fish against the best. And, you know, the publicity that's following this thing is going to be phenomenal. You know, we look at this thing as really one of the best things that's come out of fishing in a long time. I think BASS needs to be complimented on bringing this thing out. And it's really going to be neat because if you want to go to one of these locations, maybe not, you know, the mega lakes like, you know, Sam Rayburn and some of those places, but you'll be able to see your heroes and be able to go watch them as they go out there and attack a new body of water. It's going to be kind of neat.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Gary, I guess the thing that comes to mind as you get ready for these things, you know, I know how you prepare, and you get that boat ready, you get that thing, you back it in, and you take everything out of it, and then you start over. Now, going to two different bodies of water like that, you're going to have to be a little bit different in your preparation, aren't you?
Well, I tell you, Terry, yes, I am, and I've really prepared for Florida, and most of the stuff that I have packed is for Smith Lake. Florida, to me, is going to be pretty much a textbook, and the thing about the Smith Lake event is we're fishing for a lake that is predominant spotted bass, but we're also fishing a 16-inch size limit for those spotted bass. So that we're already put the fish in around the 2 3/4 pound mark just to even be a keeper. So there's kind of some techniques and stuff that I really have not had a chance to use out here in the Midwest, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you know, and as we're speaking here, you know, there's an event going on down at Okeechobee, the FLW event, and, you know, you talked about textbook. Man, oh, man, that has got to be one of the most unbelievable fisheries in the world, and they're catching them on Senkos, they're catching them on that rattle trap, you know, they're catching them on those baits that you talk about being textbook.
Exactly. You know, Okeechobee's kind of unique, like, at this time of the year. Normally, you know, so far down in the southern tip of Florida, it's a lake that really, really offers a really early spawn opportunity. A lot of big fish move up in the shallow water. And Lake Okeechobee is one of those, probably have to be one of the top five rated lakes in the entire United States for having 3 to 5 pound fish in it.
Well, you know, the State Farm rankings, where you're very high up in the rankings right now and not fishing the FLW events, you know, you chose this year not to fish those events, fishing BASS. Well, there's Kevin and you and Jay out of that top group of anglers. All three of you are not fishing those, at least the Okeechobee event. There could be some changing around there in those State Farm rankings.
Well, you take a look at the guys, you know, the three of us, you know, it's hard, you know, trying to do everything that we are required to do. So, you know, something has to give.
Well, I know you and your wife talked about it. You had made preparations to maybe look at it and see if there was an opportunity to do it. And as schedule presents itself, sometimes it was going to be difficult for you to make it to all those events.
Exactly. I had a 10-week stretch where I was gone for 10 weeks.
Man, you just can't imagine. You know, I always kid about the anglers I talk to, you know, mowing the grass and trimming the trees and all that kind of stuff. You got to get the wife involved in that, don't you?
Oh, without a doubt. you know, I cannot compete at the level that I do without Jana's support here at home and with her help. It's definitely a team effort.
Well, there's no question about it. I think a lot of the anglers that have been successful out there on the trail, and I include you in that group in particular, is that, you know, you've got to have that business partner. You got to have somebody that supports you 100%. You can't be worrying about what's going on at home or if the bills are being paid or, you know, you're getting the hotel rooms made and all those kind of things. And I know your business partner keeps track of that for you.
Exactly, yeah. That just gives me a free mind, allows me to do what I'm better at doing, and that's competing.
Well, Gary, I know there's nobody out there that competes the way you do, and, you know, here at Bass Fan, we're going to be following your trials and tribulations as you go through this next BASS season. Hey, how about first place this year in the Bassmaster Classic?
There you go. I'd sure like to wrap up the end of the season with a first place at the Classic. Well, I'll get it one of these days, Terry.
Well, you've been out there close before, and I think this might be your year.
Well, thank you. I sure appreciate the support.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.